Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, yeah, booty.
All right, guys, we're going to be covering the tour that I did not go to, so I'm relying on literally everyone else on this episode to tell me what has happened on this tour.
Well, this is good. You know what? We're going to provide some imagery for Rob. He'll be able to live it vicariously, post-mortem, because the tour is over. It is now September. We are entering October, getting ready for New York Comic Con. San Diego Comic Con happened in the middle of tour. And we have tons of merch to talk about. Merch Monday on a Friday. What's up? But first, let's introduce our guest here. Miss Alyssa Marie Cordoraro, soon to be Sandoval, my fiance.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Alyssa and I went to the first two shows of the tour, and then we went to Philly and New York. Alyssa actually got to photograph the Philly show. Very, very cool. Go check out her art account. Faccio un foto. It's Italian.
Can you spell it?
It's spelled FacciounFoto.
That's beautiful, man.
We're talking about post-tour. We're going to jump into some merch. First things first, there was a Mother Flippin' Tour variant. It was the best variant of the bunch. It was the Cloudy Orange, or the Claudio Orange, like a play on Claudio and Orange. Anyway. Anyway, we also have an R pin with movable arms, the not shiny diamond version. That was a Comic-Con exclusive. We got the Candelaria masks. We have a mage pin, which is the Haas symbol. We had a Liar's Club friendship bracelet. Of course, your normal tour shirt, koozie, prize laminate, mage laminate. But there were a couple shows that got an exclusive poster. New York had one that was limited to 50. The other shows were limited to, I think, 125, 150. I know Chicago, Miami, Pittsburgh, LA, New Braunfels. Those are sick. They all feature our boy, Art 51. He looks phenomenal in all of these prints. There was also a Hazy Waking Mind IPA that was available for purchase. There was a glossy poster, paper poster, and some stickers. Oh my gosh, I'm out of breath. That was so much merch, but it's all amazing.
That's insane, Devin. Listen, man, there's so much shit happening. I'm glad we're getting Art 51 art, because didn't that motherfucker die at the end of the book? So, like, thank God we've got him post-mortem, okay? in remembrance of Art 51. which brings us to our next favorite segment of the All Things Coheed podcast. It's a new segment that's been around, but we've officially titled it at this point. But it's the Kabuki Watch. For this tour, did we get a Kabuki drop?
We got something that was a little different from a Kabuki drop. We got the Rise of the Quintillion Speaker.
It's fucking nuts, dude. This set is insane, right? Like, from what I've seen, listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't sit and watch all these fucking videos online for these amazing performances. Like, if I couldn't be there, I still want to experience the show. And there's a lot of tracks that were, you know, shown. Like, I saw Wind of the Waking Mind live on video. It's fucking incredible. And seeing the fucking, the Quintillion Speaker inflate is insane. It's absolutely insane how much they're putting into this. I felt like, holy shit, they're actually doing it. Like, when's the last time that we got, like, an in-universe tie-in to set props? When's the last time? Like, maybe you could count the on the tour, on the cruise, where you had Wilhelm Ryan come out with the Red Army soldiers. But, like, when are we getting in-universe tie-ins? It feels like fewer and far between.
I think the representation comes from the video screens mainly. You can do so much with the digital art, and the art for Vaxis is just incredible. You know, there's no reason not to, but the physical realm, oh, that's where I want to see some stuff.
Bro, I don't know who's making this shit. We need to fucking interview them. Holy shit. Like, the 3D art for these shows is insane on the monitors. Because you have, when you look back at Coheed's other tours, like when they did the tour with Mastodon, because Mastodon has striking visuals because they have a story they're telling, and it really takes you into, you know, Crack the Sky when they're doing that, when they did that tour. But Coheed, like, they have a very cool ongoing story, and I feel like they played to that story's strengths with the visuals on this tour. They were nuts, out of this world, more in-universe than we've ever been. Like, last time, or last few tours, we get, like, you know, hammers hitting meat, and it looks really scary. Or, like, we'll get, like, flies flying around in a field or some shit. Like, it's, the imagery has been always adjacent, but never full on, hey, guess what? Here's Vaxis, here's Nia, here's Nostrand, here's some weird fucking Quintillion speaker shit.
Alyssa, how was this show to photograph, like with all the lights and the Quintillion speakers and the screens?
It was definitely really, really cool. It took an adjustment going from the three different sets, like changing all the settings on the camera, because each band that played had completely different lighting. But I got some cool, like, silhouettes. I got a really nice one of Zach, where it's just the screen behind him, and you just see his silhouette, and obviously you know he's jamming. Like, it was a really cool experience, especially, I think, because I knew a lot of the people that were up in front, so I got to, like, say hey to a bunch of friends. And they also didn't particularly mind if I was crouching in front of them. So that was nice as well.
And you mentioned the opening artists. We haven't touched upon that yet, but the show was opened by Mothica, who I listen to on the daily now, especially with her recent lo-fi remix of her songs. But also Alkaline Trio, which I grew to somewhat enjoy by the fourth show. How did you feel about the openers this go-around list?
I really, really enjoyed Mothica. I had not listened to their music before this tour. And I like to listen to whatever bands are going to be touring with Coheed, because I figure I'm going to be seeing them in concert anyway. I might as well take full advantage and see if I like them. And so Randy actually really got me into Mothica before the tour. She really helped me figure out what songs to listen to. Alkaline Trio.
They're a band.
It's good to say that I saw Alkaline Trio. I really had a great time the New York show, just like hanging out with Pugs. He was so excited. So he really, you know, elevated the experience.
Out of the four shows that we went to, which one do you think was your favorite?
See, that's so hard. That's so hard. Because we had so much fun in Florida. Those were kind of, I feel like, more like laid back shows. We got to like hang out with our friends and like sweat. Like, they were really, really, really fun shows. But then, like, Philly, I got to take pictures, and then I gave my camera, Devin had seats, so the first three songs, I took a few pictures, and then I gave Devin my camera back, and I went in the pit with a bunch of our friends, and that was just really great. But then New York, like, literally everyone was there, and it's just, like, such a different, like, vibe when, you know.
Going to Coheed shows alone is fantastic, and I highly recommend it. But when you're with people, and you will make friends at these shows, Children of the Fence will not let you leave without making a friend. So you'll walk out with friends. But if you go alone, you're going to have a great time. But going with people, man, there's nothing like it. Especially when you go with a compadre like Rob over here.
Oh my gosh, Fort Wayne, Indiana!
I'll never forget that day. But also, like, I think every show I've been to, I went to alone except for the one in Fort Wayne. Like, I went there just because I fucking love Coheed, and I never left a show alone because fucking everybody wants to be everybody's friend. You strike up a conversation and just be like, hey, I really like Blood Red Summer. And somebody will be like, I fucking love Blood Red Summer. And then it just, you know, it evolves from there. We all have a shared interest, and it's really easy to make friends at shows. Like, it's intensely easy.
Meet people at shows and they literally become like lifelong friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Ryan, you met them in Florida, and then I met them
on the cruise.
On the, well, right before the cruise, but like their lifelong friends, Veronica, I met at concerts. Tasha, I met at concerts. Like, it's crazy.
So I think overall, New York had the biggest showing in terms of people that we knew. Florida was amazing because people came down for the first shows. But I think my favorite might have been Philly. Got pictures with Mothica, with Fred, I'm going to butcher his last name, Mascherino from Taking Back Sunday, Alex from Kaonashi. And it was my 50th show. Another COTF gifted me a mage, and I'm just forever grateful that I'm able to have that picture of my 50th show. I got Earn and Nate in the picture as well.
He definitely didn't cry.
No, definitely.
Aww.
No. And then they played, we're going to talk about it, but they played The Running Free, which is the first song that I ever heard from Coheed, period. And, like, I definitely, the whole song was just waterworks. I was like, this is so cool to be here. And I got to take my mom with me, too, her second show, so.
That's so fucking cool, man. God, I wish I would have went to a show, but it's very good for you to have your 50th.
Yeah, we're going to just...
You're not going to have a choice in the matter. We'll just, like...
Rob, you have to pick us up from the airport at 11 p.m.
Oh, God. That's so fucking good. Went to Jack in the Box. Anyway. Oh, by the way, we should probably do this before we go to the guest section. But,
list?
What?
You want to read off the set list?
No. I want to plug... I was on an episode of Dean Wolf's YouTube series that he's doing where he's getting more into bands, and I sat and talked about Coheed and Cambria and kind of explained the story, and we talked a lot about Vaxxas 2 and what they're doing with that. It was a really interesting conversation. So yeah, if you are on YouTube and you're looking at content, specifically React content, Dean Wolf is a great one to get into. I've been watching him forever, and I was so excited that he reached out to say, hey, I want to learn more about this thing. Especially from us, because we won't shut the fuck up about it. but yeah, if you were expecting me to sit there and only talk Coheed and Cambria, you're out of goddamn mind. I sat and talked about the Deer Hunter for a good 20 minutes of that. God bless. but it's a really cool in-depth conversation we had, and I highly recommend it. I'm sure he's going to be getting to some more Coheed. He's been talking about doing albums, and I did recommend Good Apollo. You can thank me later, guys. It was a really cool experience, and I highly recommend you check him out. It's Dean Wolf on YouTube. If you Google him, you'll find him there.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, but now we'll talk about the set list. So the set list for this tour, I'm going to go ahead and read it off. 18 songs. 18 goddamn songs in this motherfucker. We are chock full of Coheed tracks. This was a long show, right? Like, the show itself was 3 hours and 30 minutes, or I'm sorry, an hour and 41 minutes length on average, which is insane. That's like, that's more than three Willing Wells front to back. That's nuts. Like the complete Willing Well, not like individual tracks. It's like all of, it's like 30 minutes. Anyway.
You're measuring time in dark sentencers still.
Listen, man, my bad. So yeah, we have our first track, which was Prologue. We had that followed by The Dark Sentencer, then The Gutter, Embers of Fire, Beautiful Losers, we had Shoulders, The Running Free, A Disappearing Act, In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, Ghost, I know Devin's so happy about that, Blood, The Liar's Club, Everything Evil, Blood Red Summer, A Favorite House Atlantic, and the last song of the main set, which was Window of the Waking Mind. For the encore, they sideswiped us, okay? Because at first you're expecting, oh, they're going to play Welcome Home now. But no, they fucking played The Suffering, and you're like, holy shit, they're playing The Suffering. But then they start to play Welcome Home right after. But like for a moment, you're like, holy shit, they're closing with something else. But no, obviously Welcome Home's there as the final track. But it's very interesting, very cool set list. I am extremely jealous to not be here for this show. We didn't get anything from you're the Black Rainbow this time around, which was interesting. I'm hoping they don't make that a trend, because I really hope we get some more representation from that album coming up. But the set list itself, nuts. I mean, we get a disappearing act live after getting it on the album. I don't think the video was out yet when the tour started. Am I wrong about that?
No, but they did perform it at the Rough Trade show. Claudio did do acoustic keys for that. And we actually did... I did want to mention something about that little acoustic show. We had an email from one of our listeners, and I didn't include it in the episode, nor did I email this person back when I initially got their email, and I just would like to apologize. But this is what the email says. Howdy, I listened to your newest episode and thought of something funny, at least to me, to potentially add to a future episode, this episode. The breakout segments you include where fans say how many shows they've attended and their favorite moments are great. I have been to over 1,000. My count may be off after 15-ish years. Coheed shows and my favorite moments fluctuate each tour, but usually, for selfish reasons, I like when they play Welcome Home, because that means my day is nearly done. I think it's really amazing that there is so much fan interaction, and it speaks to the quality of the band. I'm sure I'll see you this summer. Regards, Kevin Allen, Coheed and Cambria's guitar tech.
I love Kevin.
If that doesn't make
That's
you...
so fucking amazing. That's like the sweetest fucking email we've ever gotten, and that's amazing. Why didn't we fucking respond to that? Devin?
Yeah,
what
I...
What the fuck?
Well, I'm the worst, okay? I'm really awkward.
Who's your favorite member of Coheed? Mine's Kevin.
I choose Nate Kelly.
But to continue on our tour conversation, Alyssa, what was your favorite song that they performed? The Gutter? The Dark Sentencer? She's like writhing over here because she can't decide.
Oh, that's fine. I'll decide for her. A Window of the Waking Mind.
Coheed the Musical. I definitely love the Dark Sentencer going into Gutter. I'm just going to count them as one because I literally cannot choose between those two. The Pen Favor House Atlantic just hits later on, and it's just total cruise vibes. And then... oh, so like being in the pit for that song, that really hit differently. Like, I'm just thinking about the Philly show now, so I guess Philly was probably my favorite one, if that's what I'm thinking of. But being at the front and literally like crying as I'm photographing Dark Sentencer and Gutter.
My favorite was Embers of Fire into Beautiful Loser. However, special fucking shout out to the Ghost Jam that was added right into Blood. Bro, they wombo combo, 1-2 punch you, electric zap, wrench, Bioshock reference you in the face with that stuff. It was, I was going to make incredible and insane one word. Insaneable. Incredisane. It was one of those things. It was just indescribable. But we have some other guests that are ready to join us. Rob, are you ready to add these guests?
Hell no. Let's do it anyway.
We have with us... Machete, Shredula, Silo Skitch. We all play Fortnite together, along with a guy named Rob. This is kind of like surreal that we're now on the All Things Coheed podcast together. But we're here.
I'd hardly say we play the game. I'd like to say that I fucking carry your asses. All right.
I always throw it.
And Machete, man.
Carry what up, Shreddy?
What's up, dude?
Oh, is that Shredula famous for being on Claudio's Twitch stream? You two look like you're on the same couch, just on opposite ends.
Why are you right, though?
I love it. I fucking love it. Oh, my God.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions that we're going to go around the room and answer. So our guests have all seen a show on the Window of a Waking Mind tour, but we got to know. We gotta ask, what's your favorite Coheed album?
One at a time. We'll start with Shreddy.
Mine is In Keeping Secrets, 100%. It's got a lot of sentimental value, and it's also like one of the greatest follow-up albums to a debut record ever. And it's got me through some tough times, and still does. So, yeah, In Keeping Secrets.
Well, it was great talking to you, Shreddy. We'll see you later, bud. No, man, it's a good pick. It's a solid pick, man.
You're not allowed to pick.
I.
It's an impossible choose.
All right, well, then we're going to go ahead and bring it over to Machete. Go ahead. What's yours?
You can't choose one.
You absolutely can choose one. The correct answer of the is Waking Mind. Oh, you really like that album that much?
Yes.
I think it's up there. It's top four.
The way that Coheed evolves throughout the albums is what makes the next album the best album. It's not about the music. It's about the presentation that they put forward with it.
Hell yeah.
For sure. Like, I think we were talking about it when we talked about A Window to the Waking Mind on that episode, but the fact is they're doing the fucking Year of the Black Rainbow thing, where it's like, we're going to do some wild and crazy shit on Vaxxas Act 1, and then we're going to refine and perfect it in Vaxxas Act 2. Because I fucking love Vaxxas Act 1, and I think it's an amazing album, but they took big fucking swings, man. They had a goddamn 80s song, an 80s synth jam, and then they perfect it in fucking in Vaxxas Act 2. It's so good. But yeah, I think that's a fucking killer choice.
I can pick my least favorite.
Okay, let's not. I think we could all do that.
No, it's Second Stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
No.
Well, it was fun talking to you, Machete. let's move over to Andrew. Andrew, what's your favorite album of all time from Coheed?
Well, this might shock no one, but Second Stage, you know, it was my first taste. And wow.
He would.
Is their least favorite album. But yeah. So going along with it brought me into the universe, and In Keeping was such a wonderful follow-up. They've just built on it again and again and again. But Second Stage just completely drew me in.
That was one of the most perfect things to ever happen on this podcast.
There's nothing wrong with any of it. You can't pick your favorite album. You can't pick your least favorite album.
I'm going to let you off the hook for now. Sorry, Devin, this is a wild and crazy idea where you were just like, let's have them all on at the same time.
I thought it would be fun.
It is. You're right about that, Devin. You're fucking right about that.
Okay, so I'm glad that I'm last because I had some time to think about this. So, if we can count Ascension and Dissension as one, then we'll go there.
You god good damn know that we can't.
Yes,
you know that we can't. Don't you pull that shit on me.
Apollo, and I can just have three favorites, all right?
You know what? That's right. I'll pick my favorite as long as we can put In Keeping Secrets and Good Apollo together, okay?
I know she likes Descension more than Ascension because of the hard sell.
The hard sell is the hardest of it.
But... All right, sure. Dissension.
Defeated.
I could just argue with myself for like an hour back and forth.
All right, good pick. Good solid pick. Not what I'd pick, but you know what? Go ahead. That's good. I agree with that. Dissension's hard as fuck. I just meant between Dissension and Ascension. I'm more of an Ascension guy.
Okay. I mean,
Pythagorea goes hard, dude. I can't argue that.
Are the favorite songs now?
Oh, wait, we're going to that. Great, great segue. We're going to start back up again with Shreddy. Shreddy, what is your favorite Coheed track? And it doesn't have to be from your favorite album.
Does it have to be just one, or can I say two? Because there's a...
Oh, Christ. You can't pick the Willing Wells. We've tried.
It's not.
You know what? Throw it out. Yeah, we'll give you two.
Cuts Marked in the March of Men.
Ooh.
Brave Makers and Gunslingers.
Ooh!
Ooh, oh, yeah. Spicy. That's a hot take. That's a hot fucking take. That's a hot potato, guys.
Dude, Cuts Marked Men is so underrated. Like, play it more, Coheed. Play it more.
When is the last time they played it, Dev?
Never-ender.
They played it on the cruise.
I think they did it on the cruise.
That was definitely a Stump Stever question, and Travis didn't know the answer.
It's true. Dude,
those first two notes of that song, the... Dennett, get you really hype.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh. All right, then we're gonna go ahead and throw it over to Machete. Go ahead. What's your favorite?
Domino.
Oh.
Domino's a good take, dude.
Yeah.
Domino's hard as fuck. I think it's got a killer intro.
It was a time in my life when it came out that it came out at the perfect time. I needed it.
Well, sometimes
it's awesome. And it's held on to it since the one time I saw it live.
Andrew, it is your turn. What is your favorite Coheed song?
Let's go with the most complicated answer. As I've said to Devin, who's my favorite one has been for the longest time, ever since it came out. But previously, it was Time Consumer. But now, with Vaxxas 2, it has been upset. Our Love is now my favorite song.
Damn.
That makes me cry every time I hear it.
Me too. I'll be your guide when you want to get lost is such a hard bar. Oh my god, dude. It's so fucking good. That's a great choice, man. I gotta be honest. That's something I wouldn't have picked, but that's an insanely good choice.
Devin, how many times did Claudio actually get the lyrics right for Our Love opening up? Do you know? Because I only saw one out of five shows.
Yeah, I don't think we saw a show with the correct lyrics. Possibly once.
I mean, yeah, I didn't notice if he messed up like
It was like the last lyric. He would go back to what it was in the chorus, but it changes at the end. It's very like Willing Well, Apollo, mishmash, like very difficult lyric remembrance. But Alyssa, what's your favorite song?
I'm picking two as well. Hard Sell and Dark Sentencer.
Nice.
Dark Sentencer is such a fucking great show opener. Like, I know it's only been out a couple of years, but fuck, man, that thing opens the show like a motherfucker.
Dude, the first time we fucking heard that song,
was the first time the world heard that song.
Chills, bro. Entire fucking body.
And like, fucking Chameleon Club, dude. And they played fucking Mother by Danzig, and they haven't played it since, and I'm upset.
Oh, dude.
I know, dude. Isn't that insane?
Did they not play it at the festival shortly after?
Oh, what is it, Burnham or whatever it was? The
festival? I think they played it twice, and that was it. But I'm so mad. I ended my recording after the first guitar solo. And I was like, no, there's more song. I missed it.
No, okay. So let's get back on track here for a second, okay? We're going to go back to Shreddy again. But Shreddy, when did you get in Coheed, and how were you introduced to the band?
Oh, man. Well, I was introduced to Coheed in like 2008, and I was helping my buddy make a skate video that summer, and at like the end of the summer, we like got back together, and we were like, yo, what song are we going to use for the skate video, you know? And he showed me a bunch of bands, and he ended up showing me Crossing the Frame, and he ended up using that video in his skate video, and yeah, Crossing the Frame is how I got into Coheed. Which is pretty weird. It's like an obscure tune to, like, get in on.
Jesus Christ, I never thought about the skate scene. I haven't thought about that since, like, I listened to Boys Like Girls. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is a fucking deep-ass memory. I remember buying Steve-O's snowshoes, S-N-E-A-U-X. You know what I'm talking about? He had his own shoe line for skaters. And I remember buying a pair of those motherfuckers. I had my fucking birdhouse board. It was
oh, insane. Yeah.
Anyway.
Awesome. No, Element was the preferred board of
Element was the coolest fucking logo, dude.
I know, it's a joke.
I like the Fallen logo, too. That was awesome.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, we're getting sidetracked here.
back to Coheed.
Let's throw it back to Machete, then. What about you? When did you get into Coheed, and how were you introduced?
I was introduced by my brother by In Keeping Secrets back in 2004 ish, way back when. The first concert I went to was Avenged Sevenfold with Coheed in
2000. Fuck, that's so cool. Keep telling me more.
And ever since then, you know, in 2004, like, my friends used to make fun of me for playing the Dear My Friends song. Three Evils.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be running and walking around school, Dear My Friend, and time we spent forever after real. And they'd just make fun of me for Coheed. So, but I've been obsessed ever since that first show. I crowd surfed at that first show to Favorite House Atlantic.
Oh, yeah.
The coolest thing about it was I haven't crowd surfed since until the Queen's show, where Captain Keywork and Inferno picked me up and walked me to the front because I'm too fast to crowd surf.
But that's wonderful.
They made sure I wasn't going to fall, and it was, I relived that moment at Queens, and it was fantastic. I remember getting thrown over the front gate, though, and Claudio looked down at me and just, like, nodded his head at me, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to walk away because I don't know what to do right now.
I think that throws us over to Andrew. What about you? When did you get introduced to Coheed, and how were you introduced?
Well, I was very fortunate to have a friend that had picked up the album and just played it till it was nearly dead. Then he was like, you have to listen to this. He gave it to me, and he went and got another copy. And then I used it until it died because I wasn't blessed with a CD burner at the time. But by the time In Keeping came out, I did, and I did not wear out that one. But, yeah, 2002, he just slaps it in my hand. He's like, this is it. And I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. And I just could not stop listening to it.
That's amazing. Alyssa, I think we've heard yours before, but go ahead.
From Devin, obviously. he was really listening to, on repeat, a live recording of, ironically, Favor House. And I was not really vibing at first. Devin likes more like the
poppy songs.
So all the songs that I was hearing, I was like, not too much my vibe. And then, I don't know.
Go ahead and think about the shows that you attended. What was your favorite show, and what was your favorite song you saw live this go around?
Oh, crap. The tour with You Blew It, for sure, was the coolest tour. And they played at a place called Headliners in Toledo, which was like an almost abandoned warehouse and like a strip club. It was insane. And like, it was the smallest stage. I was like right in front of Travis the whole night. It was the only time that ever happened. They played four songs off second stage. And every single time Josh hit his kick drum, rust would fall from the ceiling. It was like something and I'm pretty condemned now. So that kind of sucks, but it's also probably a good thing.
And then your favorite song from this tour?
Oh, from this tour, Blood, hands down.
That's cool, man. I can't believe I've met him, the one person whose favorite song was Blood from this tour.
Yeah, for sure. Like, dude,
this is the one. Blood, dude,
the beginning of that was incredible. It blew my mind. It was just the greatest rendition of that song imaginable. Like, wow. It was, and plus, like, the jam before it during Ghost, that was amazing, dude.
No.
What show did you attend?
What show did I attend? The Pontiac one.
Oh, shit. Where are you?
I'm from Michigan. Detroit, man. Detroit.
Oh, we go hang out. We need to hang out.
All right. If I were to exclude the cruise, which I'm going to,
yeah. So
I can't decide if the week that I followed them or the cruise is better. Because I saw them 5 times.
Oh, man.
And it was like shows back to back. I just followed the bus almost.
What shows did you hit?
I went to Charlotte, DC, Philadelphia. Then I wasn't planning to go to Boston, but I ended up going to Boston and came back to Queens. But I can't choose between Queens and DC. Because they were both that good. DC was so cool because I do like a one-man Josh pit where I don't like to get into the middle of the pit because I'll break myself. So the people around me were really cool with me, and they were even pushing me back, but they weren't really pitting. And then I just got to dance. They even opened up a little circle for me to just dance in. That was cool. But then I crowd surfed in Queens, and all my friends were there, but all my friends were in DC too. So I'm picking two. I'm picking
you. And what shows did you go to this tour?
He just said.
Was that this tour? You saw them for a week straight?
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Sunday to Saturday.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Sunday. I put 2,133.3 miles on my car.
Jesus what fucking Christ. You're fucking nuts. What was your favorite song?
It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
What was your favorite song from these shows?
Ghost.
Nice.
Yeah, I can see why.
I loved the Pink Floyd transition into Blood. I thought it was very swell.
That's so cool that they had a super high octane transition for last tour with fucking the Incomplete 3 into the final cut, and they've slowed it down and doing some more cerebral shit. Is so good. Which brings us over to Andrew. What about you? What was your favorite Coheed show of all time? And what shows did you see this tour?
Well, previously it was my first show when they were doing a tour with Taking Back Sunday. And it was right after Vaxxis 1 dropped. But
Where was it?
Tampa. Mid-Florida Credit Amphitheater.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
That was my first tour. My first tour was that tour.
Mine as well. And I was very fortunate. My 10th show was also at the same venue this tour. So I enjoyed that. But there were so many great memories this tour, and it just felt so different. Despite being roasted by the sun, I think Miami might be my favorite show, just for being my first show of a tour. And they just had debut on debut. I mean, we had the Embers of Fire, we had Beautiful Losers, Blood, We Know the Waking Mind, and our early entry was Our Love, like my new favorite. So like I got to experience it with the one and only Devin. I mean, you know, we were front and center. It was something else. I mean, the production on this tour just alone blew my mind. I could go on and on about it, but the highlight for me was, especially in Miami during the Mage tour, Mage photos, I opened up to Claudio about being the one and only Andrew. We had some misadventures in recording some streams he may have. He was very kind and considerate and understanding about it, but during our photo session, we had quite an interesting take, and I'm excited to see how they turned out.
That's awesome, man. That's so fucking good to have that story. What about the favorite song? Because I know you were talking about debuts, but like, what song really lit you up this tour?
Wait. I just want to chime in and say that Andrew has a picture on Claudio's phone of Claudio mean mugging Andrew, and Shreddy has a selfie of him and Claudio on Claudio's phone. This man needs to put these pictures in the Discord because
yes, make it happen.
Oh.
You have the constant weekly reminder on the stream.
Christ.
But as far as my favorite song, I'd have to definitely lean and agree with a certain other individual here and say Ghost was definitely it for me this tour.
That's amazing. I mean, like we said, it hasn't been played in a while. This wasn't debut of Ghost, was it?
No, the last time they played it was 2016.
Yeah,
no.
I can't tell because I wasn't here. Devin.
They opened it with on one of the Color Before the Sun tours. They went Ghost into In Keeping Secrets to start the show.
Gotcha. But still, that's cool as shit, man. Like, Coheed is really digging back into their old catalog for stuff, which, I mean, hopefully they'll play some fucking Year of the Black Rainbow, like remastered type shit would be cool as fuck. Because that's kind of what we get, you know? Moving forward, like redoing these songs is like you get new takes, new hot takes, which is so fucking cool. I'm gonna go ahead and look back at our list of shit that we're supposed to ask.
We have just one more question for you guys, actually.
Yeah, we do. Devin, do you want to do it?
Yeah. All right. So,
With Shreddy?
Yes, we will start with Shreddy. And for our final question, is there anything that you would like to say to people on the fence about going to a Coheed show, even if they're going alone?
Was that supposed to be punny?
Yeah.
Come on. Of course. Oh, it's the Coheed podcast, where we turn those E's into threes on our social medias, because that's how we do it.
All I would say is just go, man. Like, even if you're by yourself, you're going to have a good time. Like, there's some kind of magic that happens at these shows that's, like, almost guaranteed to happen to you. Like, just go. You'll find people, even if you're alone.
Every time.
Every time.
True. Every time. What would y'all do to the person? Because, I mean, Devin will side with me. I don't know about you guys. I'm always at the front of the line. If someone were to walk up 2 hours before a show and was like, this is my first Coheed show, I'd be like, just come hang out with us. Welcome to the family, you know?
For sure.
Exactly what I would do.
So you can't go to a Coheed show alone. We're here. Find us.
Drag people, even if like they don't want to go, I'm like, dude, you have to go, and like they end up going.
let's shoot the same question over to Machete. I know he's kind of elaborated a little bit on it, but yeah, what would your advice be?
Find us. We're there, you know. We're usually 15 of us will be at the front, just to walk up a little early, but get in if you get there for gold or whatever. I mean, if you can get in a little bit early, either the crew is there. You don't have to go to a show alone ever. So just pack your bags, fuel up the car, and go see them 3 times in a row.
Hell yeah. Message us. Go to our Discords and shit. We have people who just want to meet other people who are going to shows. If you're nervous about it, you can make plans. There's always a fucking meetup at these things. You know, we'll go to a restaurant. We'll hang out. You'll see people wearing Coheed merch. You'll know it's them. Devin?
Speaking of meetups, huge shout out to Andrew here. He really carried the team with putting together the Miami meetup for the first show of the tour. We had giveaways. We had margaritas. It was a great time. And really, in large part, due to Andrew. So thank you, man. That was a lot of fun.
It was stupid fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad Sony showed up.
So what advice do you have for children of the fence who are potentially going to a show alone?
Well, Devin and I have this crazy thing of getting to shows early. Maybe you don't have to get there quite as early as we do, the day before or midnight, you know, waiting in line, sleeping in line, but whatever's comfortable for you. Like others mentioned, there are meetups that can help reduce anxiety by getting to know people. So when you're there, you'll have people you know. If you get there early, you can also enjoy exploring the city, you know, maybe enjoying an ice cream like some other people do, if you know who they are. You also get a great spot in line. I mean, come on, you couldn't ask for a better thing than that. Better chance of getting on the rail, getting to spend time with the others that enjoy Coheed. It's great. I mean, the meetups are a huge help. And you know, when you get in line for the venue, you can get to know the people around you, look out for each other. That's what we do. And, you know, going to the Miami show, the Tampa show, and the Atlanta show this tour was just mind-blowing, seeing all the, you know, how diverse, how much love there is for everybody around, and there is for Coheed, you know, so it's just a great thing to see.
I'm coming back to Florida next time.
You better.
I'm coming back.
I'll come to the next Florida show. Hey, guys. I will come to the next Florida show, 100%. But yeah, I mean, and also, I think it's an unspoken rule, and I don't think we've talked about it, but it's 100% fucking true. And if you go to a Coheed show early, like really early, like let's say it starts at 6 and you're there at like 11 a.m., I 100% guarantee, without a doubt in my mind, if you go to that line and you find Coheed people there, you will know where the nearest bar is. 100%. You don't need to open Google. You don't need to do nothing. They will fucking tell you. Okay?
And the best part about it is those friends will let you leave and come back and keep your spot.
You're exactly. Goddamn right they will. Don't get 100%. You're goddamn right they will.
We'll be here when you get back.
That's so true. So true.
That's so true. At the Tampa show, people were like, yeah, get back up there. It was great. You know, so you always look out for each other. That's the key.
Yeah, let's, as to wrap up and everything, this was so wonderful to sit down and talk with you guys about Coheed. I mean, it's always a pleasure to sit down and talk with our friends, especially the boys that drop. What's up, boys?
Yep.
Rocky
Davis. Shut the fuck up, Devin.
Guys, I'm down. Revive me. I'm down.
True. I
charged him with the Spider-Man gloves.
On me.
So I guess our last thing would be, is there anything you want to say to the Children of the Fence at all? And if you have socials, go ahead and plug them. Let's start with Shreddy.
Shout out to the Claudio Discord family, man. Claudio, play Demon Souls.
Yes, please.
That's it.
Hell yeah, Shreddy. I fucking love you, dude.
Love you too. All right, man.
Let's move over to Machete.
I guess, I mean, I'm Machete Bear 13, but I guess I'm going to shout out, like, the Virginia COTF. We went tubing for Labor Day on the James River. That was a fun time. We got, like, 15 of us involved, and we all just went out and got on a tube on the river and floated down it for, it was a lot longer than we wanted it to be, but it was a good time. That's why you always got to get involved with the people around you. The COTF, they're out there. Find them, and you got friends when you don't have any friends right here. But yeah, that's it. Just my COTF family. My local family, more or less. Not you guys.
Hell yeah. Fuck us, man.
Fuck you guys. I'll see y'all in Florida.
All right, Andrew, what about you, bud?
Well, I mean, I could make it really concise. Just two words. Much love. I mean, you know.
Hell yeah.
The man, the legend.
Alyssa, you've been with us from the beginning of this recording session, and it is such a pleasure to have you on. We don't say it enough because I think at times we may take you for granted being so connected to Devin, but you are a pleasure on the podcast.
Thank you.
So is there anything you would like to shout out and anything you want to say to the Children of the Fence?
I will plug my photo account since I'm trying to grow it. It's Facio Un Foto, FacciounFoto on Instagram.
You can also follow her on Full Alyssa.
That's my foodie blog.
Lissy 10.
That's the personal. Between the two of us, we've been to hundreds of shows, and there are no other communities like COTF. You can go to a show alone. I've gone to shows alone. He's gone to shows alone. And I would just say to any COTF looking to go to shows, just do it. You will meet people there. People will make sure you're okay. Coheed shows are one of the only shows that I will go in the pit for, just because I know that the people around me aren't there to mess me up.
And with that, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Shreddy.
I'm Machete.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us. So, in closing, we're going to do a thing real quick, guys. So, we're going to do a quick rehearsal, and then we're going to do it for real. I want to do a full outro.
Wait, first, we all have to look at the camera and smile.
Oh, thank God. Okay, we're done now. All right, so for real, though, we have to focus on this. Everybody, focus the fuck up, all right?
Oh, I missed that.
So, listen, Devin is going to say... Thanks for listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin. Then Alyssa is going to say, I'm Alyssa. Then Shreddy is going to say, I'm Shreddy. After Shreddy, Machete is going to say, I'm Machete. And then Andrew is going to say, I'm Andrew. And then I'm going to close it. Is that understood? So it's going to go Devin, Alyssa, Shreddy, Machete, Andrew, Rob. Is there any fucking...
I like that. Questions?
We got this. Go.
It's Shreddy Machete.
Let's fucking go, boys. And Alyssa, let's fucking go.
I'm telling you, say it one more time. I forgot.
Oh, shit. You'll get it. Go ahead. Devin, roll.
I go first, right?
Fuck.
Blooper.
Go ahead. That couldn't have gone better. That couldn't have gone better, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit. First try.
Got it.
One take. Let's fucking go.
That's like when you jump in for a warm-up match and you get a victory royale. All right, I'll be here all night. Peace out.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you know what I hate? Pick up a crown. When you pick up a crown and then you play second.
Ugh.
Oh, my heart.
That happened to me twice in solos today.
Listen, boys and Alyssa, I love you. I have to go, but this was so fucking fun to do.
And he goes.
By the way, do you think we're going to get Vaxxus 3 sooner than we got Vaxxus 2?
Probably.
Like, I'm thinking to myself that fucking, you know, hi, how you doing, Alyssa? Oh, I'm jealous. Pizza bagels, hell yeah.
Club like a couple weeks ago, and this is our last pack.
Really?
Yeah, it was like $8.99 for 72 of them or some shit like that.
Wait, why don't you have any more? Don't you have a store that sells them?
Yeah, but in our pack.
We ate the pack we bought.
Oh, gotcha. No, that's a pretty fucking crazy deal.
Right?
And they sell them in sheets, don't they? Like, here's a sheet of pizza bagels and a nice little trough. And I'm like, yes, I am a little piggy. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So.
Streetlight Manifesto is going on tour. Let's fucking go.
But we do have an episode to do. We have to get through some stuff before we get people in here.
Don't fucking piss out my ass. All right, let's do it. Sorry, my bad. I gotta get back to being a host and shit. Sorry, I'm just very excited.
Any show I've ever seen, fuck Coheed. Yes,
with Coheed, that doesn't include the tour or the
with
the
Coheed.
Cruise.
Has to be with
Coheed. Yeah, it has to be Coheed.
It has to be Coheed on the All Things Coheed podcast, unfortunately.
So the Fat Four show.
I'll also accept the Deer Hunter. yeah, not that show either. Sorry, but we'll accept anything from Coheed or the Deer Hunter as your favorite show.
Fuck yeah.
Look at that shit. We'll put that in the podcast liner notes.
If I could meet Gene Simmons, I would have him stick his tongue out with me.
I would not meet Gene Simmons.
Probably charge extra for that.
Are you gonna go on the Kiss cruise and then the SS Never Ender 2?
He just lives on the boat.
No, when I found out that Kiss was doing the cruise, like just before Coheed, I thought about it, and now they even booked out Coheed's week.
Yeah,
took a double week for it.
They're doing two cruises back to back.
And one is Coheed.
Well, no, like Coheed's week that they would have had if they were doing an SS Never Ender 2 the same time as the first one. Is now eaten by Kiss. They're doing two back-to-back.
That's good. I'm not available that week.
Okay.
Nah, cruise would be sweet, and followed up by Coheed would make it that much better.
Hell yeah.
We have all attended shows on the Great Destroyer Tour. Not the Great Destroyer Tour. I'm just going to cross that whole thing out. Thanks, Ed.
That was last time. One.
All right, let's talk about Sheer Mag.
Window of the Waking Mind, Devin.
Can we talk about that song that's going around?
Corn!
Big lump of nuts!
He has the juice!
Nope, not that one. The other one. That's the one. I'm putting that on every lovemaking set list ever.
For 2 years.
You should just sign on to Spotify and start adding it to people's playlists.
Oh my god, yes. That's the kind of shit I want to be.
Rob's like, I'm now entering my villain arc. I'm going to be a menace to society.
Okay.
Okay.
Devin, I have a quick question for you.
What's up?
Can you sing our intro? Do you remember what it sounds like? When's the last time you actually listened to the intro of our podcast? I was thinking the other day, I'm sorry, I know immediate tangent's insane, but when's the last time you sat down and listened to our intro song?
Well, when I edit the podcast, I put it in and I make sure the first few seconds are good, so I get kind of like the 10-speed riff. Kind of play on that. So I have like the first like 5 seconds and then I make sure it ends correctly. So then I get the bam, and then that's all I know.
I will say there's like a second section, like a bow na 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 na. Like there's a whole second section we haven't heard in years. I'm sorry, I know there's gonna be a blooper, but it immediately crossed my mind. All right, sorry, what are we doing? Welcome home to the episode.
Oh, no, it's going to be one of those episodes.
I'm excited.
Well, buckle in, everybody. We are going to be covering the post-tour shenanigans. That was awful. Thanks.
All right, let me do it. And I will be pissing and pissing and pissing. Amen.
The bloopers on this episode are going to be redonkulous.
It's going to be fucking nuts.
Thank you.
It's when we haven't recorded for a little while or have a really, really loose outline where shit just goes nuts.
Absolutely. And those are our best episodes.
I really think so, too. And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Right now. You put a pizza bagel into your mouth. Rob,
I saw it. I saw the panic in Alyssa's face. Like,
do that again. No, that was funny.
That was so good. Oh my god.
No, I think they're gonna do it again. It's gonna.
You're
be
out of your goddamn mind.
It's gonna be like a domino. It's gonna be like once every 20 years, but it'll happen again. Devin. A guy named Devin.
Turn your camera. Beautiful.
Devin. Tackle. The elusive.
I'll be honest. I don't think we've had this many tracks from the album play on tour, like on an album tour before, right?
The Color Before the Sun tour was pretty much the whole record.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was most of it except for Colors. Oh shit, Young Love.
When's the last time we had a tour where we had one second stage track?
No, not on video.
That's insane. Yeah, get on video.
No, well, my boobies are out.
We're blood brothers now. You could call me Long Arm and you'll be Butchy.
Why aren't you coming? Aside from everything that's going on in your life.
money, travel, et cetera, et cetera. If I could be there, I would.
Ashcan, join us. As we discuss,
Rob, we have pizza bagels.
Theory.
I can't see. I would love to see them. I love pizza bagels.
They got a little crispy from the air fryer. They look amazing.
That sounds amazing. That's so good. I just did a $220 grocery run today.
Oh my god, that must feel nice.
Oh my god, just to be able to open the fridge and be like, all of this is mine. And I bought some things for the kids. Like, we're gonna do these spooky sugar cookies. We're going to bake them this weekend. It's been fun. We've been watching horror movies and stuff. So, like, we watched, like, Nightmare Before Christmas because eat shit. It's both. And then we're watching the Halloween Towns this weekend. So that's going to be fun.
As you should.
I fucking love the Halloween Towns. And I love that they're on Disney Plus now. I don't have to pirate them.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yes. All of them. Even the bad ones. Like Halloween Town High.
Yeah, babe. I don't think I like this Target ranch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A guy named Rob and a guy named Devin tackle the elusive My Brother's Blood Machine Ashcan comic. Join us as we discuss some My Brother's Blood Machine theory, give you an audiobook, and pick apart the most recent drop from the desk.
I don't like the word tackle. I don't remember the last time either one of us tackled anything.
That's going in the bloopers. I haven't started recording.
I have informed Blue to give your father a gift for me.
Okay.
I'm very excited. I'm having them pick up
Is it Fireball?
Yeah.
The fact that that's the first thing you guess.
I know. He'll look at it. I hope he gets wistful. That's all I want.
I'm gonna have to take it before he goes in too.
I'm very excited. I hope that you have time to do the ass kicking tour that I'd love to get of all the places your dad's got his ass kicked.
Oh yeah, dude, you gotta come to New York and visit while we're there sometime.
I really do. I really do. You know, next time we're in the same state, I'll make sure you're aware. My bad the first time.
Rob, can you smile really smiley for me?
No.
No, please. You have to just smile. Okay, good.
You guys talk to each other like, no, please. Like, you siblings. You have to really smile.
Rob's brother and Coheed. What's up?
We have had such a long history together. I mean, at this point, we're brothers, right?
Yeah, we're blood brothers. You said
that. Or I'm like your stepmom because I fucking love your dad.
Oh shit.
Okay, so we're gonna
intro. Get on camera. I want to see you.
Yeah, I was posting on my brother's Blood Machine Mini. It's titled MBB Mini.
Okay. My brother's Blood Mini. Oh, that's good. That's great.
You heard it here, folks. Rob said something I did was good.
I love it, man. That's actually good.